So my name is Tim Owen Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square in London. It's the 11th of September 2009, and the time is approximately 8:15 in the morning. Can you tell me, please, your name, age, and where you come from?
Hi, yep, I'm Emma Linton. I come from Essex, and I'm 20.
Okay, thank you. When was it you found out about the One Another Project?
Basically, I'm a university student. I go to St Andrews up in Scotland, study medicine. I'm about to go back next week into my third year. And one of my flatmates up there, Eliza, she studies art history and has been following the project and was quite interested by it. So she put down the names of everyone that she knew, and I was the lucky one that got picked to do it. So, yeah, that's how I heard about it.
How did you feel when you received the email to say that you'd been allocated a slot?
I was quite scared. I've got a phobia of pigeons and heights. So if I get attacked by a pigeon at a height up there, I'm going to be quite worried. But yeah, I was excited. It's quite difficult to think about what you're going to do. You want to think of something that's entertaining, and then it's also, I don't know, it's really hard. So yeah, I'm just sort of planning on doing stuff that I would do if I was at home. So I've got iPod speakers, I'm going to play some of my favourite music, and I've got a big whiteboard and pens. I'm a massive Facebook addict, so I'm just going to do sort of Facebook status like updates. So Emma is on the plinth, I'll just write those up. I forgot a camera actually to take photos while I was up there.
So who would you say you were going up on the plinth for?
I don't know really. The normal everyday person, just, I don't know, the life at the moment, technology field, isn't it? Like iPods, Facebook. I can't remember life before Facebook. It's quite sad, really, but it's what our world has come to at the moment. So
tell us a bit more about Facebook. When did you first get into Facebook?
I used to be a MySpace user back in the old days, and then Facebook was invented and I got invited to join it, and at first I was like, this is nothing compared to MySpace, it's a bit boring, because MySpace you had your own page design, you had music when people went onto it and stuff like that. Facebook is pretty plain, like you have your photo and you can write stuff on your profile, but it's pretty much the same for everyone. So at first it was quite boring, but then everyone moved to it and it got really good. Especially at uni as well, everyone has it there, and that's how you get invited to every event really. At university, that's basically how they get invites, messages, everything across. So if you don't have it, then you're left out.
And what are your feelings then on Facebook? How do you think it affects you, or has it changed you as a person? What are your emotional attachment to it?
Yeah, kind of. Like when you're away from it, it's a bit like it's a bit difficult. It sounds really sad. It's just a great way of keeping in contact with your friends. Like where I'm obviously up in Scotland and I live down here, and up at that uni there's a lot of people from that I've made friends with from America, like France, China, like everywhere, all different places. People come from all over the world to go there. So to keep in contact with them is really good over Facebook, and it's instant. And yeah, that's why I think it's quite good.
You mentioned you're going to be taking music up as well. Tell us a little bit about music in your life and the choices that you've made as what you listen to on your iPod.
Okay, well, it's mainly sort of chart stuff, things that are out at the moment that I've been listening to. I like all sorts, really. I've got a few old, like, sort of dance tracks on there, Show Me Love, stuff like that, classics. A bit of, like, Killers, Mr. Brightside, just stuff like that, like, the cheesy things and chart stuff. Just stuff that I'd listen to on the train, normally. So.
And how about life up at St Andrews, then? So talk about St Andrews as a place first. What's it like coming from down south and experiencing Scotland as a student?
It's really weird. It's not your usual university place at all. Like, it's not a big city. It's not a big sort of party club town at all. It's basically the town's three long streets. It's got pubs and bars, and that's mainly where like everything happens. And the union, to go to big clubs and stuff, you have to sort of get buses to Dundee, which is nearby. But at first, coming from down here, where it's party all the time, big places to go out to, is a massive shock. But it's really, it like changes the way you socialise, because you meet someone and you'll see them every time, every day from then on, because it's so small there. Like you can't, in another way, it's quite bad if you want to avoid someone that you've upset or that's angry with you or whatever, then it's not easy to do that. But yeah, it's good on a social side to see people, and it's also like quite a nice community feeling. It's not a scary place. You can walk around in the middle of the night, walk home, anything, and on your own, and you're completely safe. It's really nice. But I'm doing medicine, so it's split up. It's a 6-year course. It's 3 years in St Andrews, and after this year I moved to Manchester for 3 years and to sort of do the practical work in hospitals and stuff like that. So then obviously I'm going to have a completely different experience, because it's going to be a big city life there. So I get both sides of the coin. It's quite nice.
And how about medicine? What made you choose medicine, and what's that like?
I've wanted to do it from when I was about 7. I had an accident moving to a new house. A kitchen cupboard fell off the wall, squashed my leg. So I spent a few, I had a few hospital visits, a couple of operations and stuff like that. So I spent quite a lot of time when I was younger in there. And I think I just had good experiences, really. I was quite lucky with like nurses and stuff that were quite bubbly, and I'm not a very good sleeper, so I'd be up in the night when they were sort of having a bit more fun on their night shifts and stuff like that. So I got that side of it. But then also, I don't know, I did work experience, and it's quite a nice like feeling to help people. It sounds a bit corny, but yeah, it's nice. Just you meet so many different people. Obviously, it's not a great situation to meet them because they're ill, but then when you make them better, then it's obviously... really rewarding, so I'm looking forward to that.
Great. So what are your hopes and aspirations then? What's the process for you going to Manchester first and then finishing? What would you like to come of your studies?
I'd obviously like to do well. I think I'd like to come back to London, work down here in one of the big hospitals in the centre, where it's quite exciting. I'd like to work in A&E, I think, first. I'm not too interested in being a GP at the moment. I think I'd like to do something a bit more where everyone that comes in has got something different, but to the point of like it's stressful almost, because you're not sure what's going to happen. Like whereas GP can get a bit boring. They do a great job, but it's a bit sort of the same coughs and colds, stuff like that, whereas in hospital it's bit more interested in that. I think GP is good for when you're older, if you have a family, you want to settle down and do more sort of daytime hours, that's nice. But yeah, I'm looking forward to some night shifts, crazy hours, lots of coffee. And then later on I'm quite interested in surgery. I've never watched it or experienced it yet, so I might be a fainter, but I'd like to do that. I always wanted to do heart surgery, but I'm not too sure if I've changed my mind now.
So why do you think you're more interested in the slightly more exciting kind of end of the spectrum of medicine and surgery and body parts?
And ER-like stuff, casualty. I think I don't have the greatest attention span, concentration kind of thing. So with that, it's constantly changing. You've got to be on the ball all the time. Sort of adrenaline rush, thing like that keeps you awake. I'm known for falling asleep in my lectures. So GP surgery could be a troubling one for me to try and stay awake. So I think, yeah, just that kind of basis to keep me interested.
Yeah. And what else do you get up to with your spare time? What are your other interests?
I'm quite sporty. I play netball for my uni. Yeah, I used to play for a club before I went as well, who I've been playing a bit for over the summer. So I'm into that. I had a radio show at uni last year, which was really good. I did that with my flatmate once a week for an hour. It was quite good. Learned how to sort of speak, just as you'd probably just noticed, waffle. Just think of something and just start talking, because if you have a blank space where it's quiet, there's no music, there's no one saying anything, it's like the worst thing that can happen on radio. So I learned a lot from doing that. It made me much more confident. Yeah, and me and my flatmate had a few rows over the music. She's got a very strange taste. So yeah, no, that was a really, really good experience. Hopefully I'll have enough time to do it this year, but my last year of studying and stuff, it's going to be quite difficult. I've also got, I work in a bar up there as well, so I've got that to fit into. But that's great fun. Met a lot of local people through doing that because they work there, and some really nice people. We have loads of fun there. So I'm looking forward to going back and seeing all those again.
So what about family and friends? Tell us a bit about kind of family and friends and what you get up to with them.
Okay. Well, I live with my mum, my stepdad, my brother and my stepbrother, younger brother. Well, I don't get to see them very much now. I'm living in Scotland, but I come back Christmas, and obviously I've had 4 months off for the summer, which is very nice. Have a bit of mum's cooking, and having her do your washing is quite a nice experience after doing everything for yourself. And my friends, obviously they've all gone off to uni as well, so we've made our own friends at uni, but when we come back everyone still sees each other. That's been quite nice. We went on holiday to festival Benicassim in Spain. It's near Barcelona this year. I went last year as well. Most excited about seeing Kings of Leon, and on it had been baking hot, 90 degrees every day. The day that Kings of Leon were playing, it was quite warm. Got nearer and nearer the time they were coming on, the wind started to pick up, and halfway through Paul Weller's set, who was on before them, he had to go off stage because the lights above him were swaying backwards and forwards. And I didn't really notice because I was in the middle of the crowd. Went outside to get a drink in the open space, and it was like a hurricane, 90 mile per hour winds, crazy. The Kings of Leon couldn't play. It was the saddest thing ever. But we were sort of hanging around waiting for them to come on. Went back to our campsite and there was hardly anyone there. We didn't know, but they'd been evacuated to a nearby sports hall. So we were sort of left holding our tent down the whole night, petrified. It was literally like something out of a Hollywood movie, like tents being blown off the side of hills and stuff, hopefully not with anyone in them. That was a big experience. Quite scary.
Cool. So going back to the plinth, how were you feeling before you go up?
Quite nervous. I'm just going to try and relax, put my music on, forget about people, not forget about them around me, but sort of forget that I'm up there being watched. Just enjoy it really, say hi to people. We've got a few friends coming to watch me, so I'm sure they'll be shouting some abuse at me. Hopefully avoid some pigeons, and just enjoy it really.
And what are your thoughts on Trafalgar Square and London, the place itself?
Trafalgar Square is a better place now. There's no one feeding pigeons here. Numbers have died down. I love London. I live sort of on the central line anyway, so although I'm in Essex technically, it's East London, so not too far. I love it. I miss it when I'm in Scotland, but it's a different way of life, so it's good to enjoy that as well. But I'm looking forward to it.
And how about it being a piece of art and then being one of Anthony Gormley's works? How does that feel?
It's quite funny because I think the gallery I've last been... I'm not a massive art person, really. Like, I can enjoy it, but I'm not... I wouldn't say that I had it as a hobby, like being enjoying going to art projects and stuff like that. But the last place I went to was the Tate Modern. Some stuff you see in there, you're just like, how is this art? Like a blue blank canvas and stuff like that. But I think this project makes you look at art in a different way because, I don't know, it's just any way for people to express themselves like differently. And so if someone thinks a blue canvas is art, then I guess it's their idea. So they had the idea first. And just like this, no one's ever really done something like this before, and I think it's a really nice opportunity for people to, if they've got really strong views about things, to like express them on a stage where you wouldn't really get that opportunity. And I think the public have enjoyed it, like reading about it, watching it. You open the metro on the way to work in the morning and there's stuff in there. The nude man hit quite a lot of the headlines on TV, so it's changed the way I thought about art anyway. got me more interested in it, I would say.
And how does it feel to be one of the 2,400 that get to be a part of it?
Crazy. I'm really lucky. Yeah, I looked at the number. It says the number of applicants on the website, and it's like 32,000 or something stupid like that, like a massive number. And yeah, that makes you feel excited and very nervous. I kind of wish I had a big sort of strong feeling, something to like talk about, make a difference up there. But I'm only young, so I don't really have anything like that that I thought, yeah, I'll do that. So I thought I'd just show what I'm interested in and do that. Hopefully it'll be enjoyed. People will be dancing on their way to work, cheer everyone up on a Friday morning. Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.